Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live from the beautiful and bold city
of Jacksonville, Florida, where God would get all of the glory, where he get all of the honor, and where he would get all of the praise. He said, if I am God, will be lifted up. He said that he'll draw all men unto him. Not some men, but he'll draw all men unto him. So today, here on the Breakthrough Broadcast, that is our desire, that all men will be drawn unto him, that lives will be changed through the spoken word. We would like, again, to welcome you, our broadcasting audience, to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We would like to introduce to you our panel for today. They are as following: Ms. Helen Hooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, and Pastor Monica Bryant. I am your host, yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Our topic for today is encouragement to righteous living. The central truth today is God punish the wicked, but honor those who live to please him. God punish the wicked, but honor those who live to please him. I'd like to share with you our key verse today, which is taken from Psalm, the 37th chapter, verse 5. And 6, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the new day. The NIV says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will bring your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday. We have three different topics that we're going to be focusing on. Yes, we do realize that our topic today is encouragement to righteous living, and just being able to share that topic with you today is a blessing. We're also going to be speaking from Psalm 37, 1 through 8, which is commit to God. And then the next scripture will come from Psalm 37, 12 through 20, and that topic will be trust God for protection. And our last topic will be wait on the Lord, and that will be taken from Psalm 37, 34 through 40. When we are talking about committing ourselves, God is a day that the saints of the Most High God, people of God, need to be able to commit themselves to God, to give wholeheartedly themselves to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible says that we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. And whom the Son has made free is free indeed. When we commit ourselves to God, we're giving our total trust. We're surrendering to him. We're committing wholeheartedly to him. And today in our panel discussion, we're going to talk about committing ourselves unto God, even in difficult times. And yes, we do know that there are struggles that's in the lives of the saints. We know that there are testing, there are trials that we go through. But yet God wants us to be able to commit ourselves. Yes, the Lord wants us to be able to trust him wholeheartedly. Yes, we're going to talk about even fretting. We're going to talk about what it is to fret and how that could come against the will of God. But
but when we can be in right relationship with him, when we can know him as that Savior, as that Lord, when we can have that confidence in him like never before, then we too can be able to trust him. Knowing that it's not you, but it's a Christ that lives within. Even as Paul said in the Word of God, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's a Christ that lives within me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So today we want to get into studying the Word of God. We want you to take out your Bibles. If you're riding in your vehicle, we want you to just listen to what God has for you today. I believe that you're going to be blessed. I believe that the light, the illumination of God's Word is going to come forth. And by the way, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the Breakthrough broadcast is on the air so that they too can receive of the Lord. We're getting ready at this time to welcome to the broadcast Miss Helen Watt Hooper. And Miss Hooper is going to come, and she is going to talk about committed to God. At this time, Ms. Helen Hooper, welcome to the Breakthrough broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to the listeners and to the broadcast panel. And today I'm speaking on commit to God, and it's coming from Psalms 37, 1 through 8. And it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And here we're speaking about committing to God. Commit to God. And as we know as believers, that when you commit to God, you do not have to fret because of evildoers. You do not have to fret because of people that do you wrong, who do backstabbing, who talk you down, who just despise you. You don't have to fret those type of people who you think are prospering and they're doing wrong. They're not even serving God. They're not even thinking about serving God. You don't have to fret because of that, because God is in your corner. God is always there. He's saying that you don't even have to look at what they're doing, because just like we have seasons when grass grow and becomes green, like in the springtime when everything blossoms and becomes green and you're seeing all these beautiful colors, just like that happens, there's a season where everything dies. There's a season where everything needs to just go back into where it came from. It turns brown and it withers away. The grass is not green anymore. That's how God is going to take care of his people. So you don't have to look at what people are doing that are not serving God. They're not serving the Lord. They're not serving your Lord and Savior. They're not serving the God that takes care of you. It may look like you're getting just a little bit or getting just a little further and you're not making ends meet, but God is going to take care of you. In the long run, he is going to take care of you. He is your provider. Those people that do not serve him, and they look like they're prospering, but in the long run, what are they going to spend eternity? As the Bible said, what is it gain for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I mean, chasing after money, chasing after things that doesn't even matter, that's going to wither away and die. Where is he going to spend eternity? That unbeliever, that person that is running after money, that is running after things that don't even matter in this world. what we're doing is setting ourselves up for the kingdom. It's for eternity is what we're doing. And in the meantime, in between time, God is going to take care of everything that you need. There are some people who look like they're on top of the world right now. But as we can see in the news, if you're looking at the news, how things are changing over in Europe, how they're in such a tizzy about the euro, how everything is like, seems as though it's falling apart. But this is all for God's glory. It's all just lining up with what the Word of God says. And us as believers need to lean and depend on Him. And David is talking about here, and we know the story of David. So David can be the, he can tell us, fret not thyself because of evildoers. He had some trials and tribulations. We know Saul was after him for years trying to take his life because he knew that he was going to be anointed king one day. He was going to be king one day. He was going to take his throne one day. And he was trying to stop God's plan from going into action. But no one can stop what God has for you. It may look like you're taking the long way around or the long road, but it's not that. God has a plan for everything. He has a plan for us. Sometimes we have to go through things for other people and walk them to their victories before we can get to our victories. So evildoers, when they're doing things and when they're prospering, when they're saying all kind of things about you, when people are judging you and saying all kind of and demeaning things about you, don't even worry about it. When they're buying new cars and look like you're struggling just to put gas in your car, don't worry about it. In the long run, you're going to come out on top. God is going to take care of your every need. He says it in his word. And we know that David can tell us this because in the verses here, in verse 25 of Psalm 37:25, he said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David can tell us this because he's experienced this. So he can write about this. He can tell us. He's experienced everything that he's saying here. God's word is true. It stands, and it stands until the end of time. It stands in eternity. When God returns to this earth, his word is going to still be standing. So fret not yourself but evildoers, because they can't do you any harm. God has a hedge of protection around you. Sometimes things come. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but God delivers us out of them all. He never lets us sit there for very long. He delivers us out of them all, and then you get even a bigger blessing. You go on to bigger and better things. What does not kill you will certainly make you stronger. And sometimes these trials and tribulations and things come to make us stronger, because you have to go on. You cannot stop where you are. You just have to pick yourself up, shake yourself off, shake the dust, and keep it and keep going. God has your back. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He says it in his word, and his word is true. I don't know if you both as believers, I believe God's word is true. And everything that the Bible says, I stand on. So we as believers have to know that God is in control of everything. Even though the devil looks like he has taken over the airwaves, he has taken over everything. He has not. He has not. It's a choice. You make a choice either to serve God or you will choose what master you will serve. If it's going to be Satan, serve Satan. If it's going to be God, serve God. And in the long run, God's people, the believers, are going to inherit the earth. Eternity is what we're after. Eternity is what we should keep our eyes on. Eternity is what we should focus on. Because what people are doing now does not make, when they stand before the Lord, they're going to have to give an account for everything that they do, everything that they said, the life that God gave them. What did they do with it? Did they serve him or did they serve somebody else? Did they help somebody? Did they bring somebody to him? Did they bring people to him? Did they help save souls and get souls into the kingdom? This is what we're going to be standing before God for, because what evildoers do and what they devise for you and what they plan and what they plot for you, they have to give an account for it to God. So we cannot treat the world as they treat us. If somebody treats you badly, and I know all of us have been treated badly at some point in time. I know I have. Some things I've gone through, I thought, God, my God, why do I have to go through that? But most of the time, it's for somebody else. If I haven't been through anything, I can't tell anybody anything. So I count it a badge of honor for me to go through some things, because God has always brought me out. He has always been on my side. He told me I was never on sinking sand, and that reassures me that he's with me no matter where I am. I can be at my lowest low. He is still there. When I cannot feel him, he's most prevalent when I can't feel him. So fret not yourself of evildoers. That's what David is telling us here today. We don't need to look at what other people are doing. The world, we don't even need to pay that even attention. We need to pray and keep living for God and keep building his kingdom. And, Lord, God will take care of everything that we need. He will bring you out in the long run. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you.
Natella Hooper for blessing us, for inspiring us, for giving us, for giving our broadcast audience, for giving the people of God a word of season, to let them know that they all they need to do is to trust in the Lord. I like what she said, that David said. He said, I was young, but now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And if you know that you are righteous, and you know that you are God, and you know that God is your shepherd, you know that he is the one that made you. If you are stable, if you're on solid ground, you can know that all things are going to work together for your good. I like that what Miss Hooper had given us today, and how she had blessed us with the word of God about committing to God, even with the finest, even things that we go through, even with people that spitefully use you and persecute you, you need to stand fast in God. This is when we need to commit ourselves in God. Even though we were looking in the Word and we see how even in our finance, or even when we see things that the world is prospering, and she mentioned something about the vehicles and the houses and things that people own and the wicked, the way they was able to get these things. But you know what? I believe the Word of God. I believe God's Word say that he will open the windows of heaven. I believe that he said that he will pour out blessing, that there be not room enough to receive. I believe that the Word of God said that he will repute the devourer for our sake. So we don't have to look what man has or what man has in their home or what they have in the bank account. You need to look to God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. You need to know that God is God and that he is God all by himself. If we can just stand on the promises of the Word, we can just keep our eyes on God. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 1 and 21, in that 21st Psalm, the 121st Psalm. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. And I believe that our help each and every day, it doesn't matter what you may be going through. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. But when you can trust God, when you can know that he is your Jehovah Jireh, when you can know that he is your Jehovah Rapha, and when you need God to give you peace, that he is your God, the Jehovah Shalom in your life. So all we need to do is to trust God and to commit our ways to God. We need to forget about what we may encounter, what we have encountered, what we see on the television, what the neighbor have, what people are doing on the south side, what people are doing on the north side, what they're doing on the east side, the west side, whatever, you give it to God. Because that same God, he has no respect of person. That same God that blessed others, he'll be able to bless you as well. But you need to stay focused. Okay, I believe sometimes that isn't just a trick of the enemy when the saints of God or with the people of God or those new believers, when they began to look at things that other people have, and that is a sneaky attack of the enemy. That's a sneaky way of the enemy to try to get your eyes off of things of God. We don't have to look at the prosperity of others, but we need to look to God, because we serve the God who is Alpha and Omega. We serve the beginning and who is the beginning and the end, who is the first and the last, who is the true and the living God. And I'm here to let you know today that he has all power in his hand. And that same God that has all power in his hand, all you need to do is commit yourself to him, like Miss Hooper have talked about today on our panel, because this is where our help comes from. This is where our strength. You know, it is good to have finance. It's good to have wealth when you've gotten it from God.
it is great to have that because God will bless his people. When I think about Abraham, the greatness of him and how he had the greatness of God, God was able to bless him because he blessed God. God, so many people we look at in the Word of God, but those people, they went through something as well. When we look at Job, you know, we look at the greatness of God. We look at how wealthy he was, but yet he had to go through some things in his life. So it is, we have no, we cannot say within ourselves that, Lord, I don't want to wait on you. I don't want to submit myself to you. I don't want to trust you. I want this thing now, and I want to get it. I want to have it at this day. I want to have it at this time. But you may not know how to handle things that God has for you at this time. So all you need to do is wait, trust, keep your eyes on God, and don't look at the wicked. Don't look at the people that that are not living according to God's word, but you need to trust him like the word of God tells us to trust him and to lean not to our own understanding. Stay focused. Stay humble before the Most High God. And now we're just getting excited about what God is doing here this afternoon on the Breakthrough Broadcast. And we just thank God. We've heard from Ms. Helen Hooper, who talked about the commit to God. And now we're getting ready to move on. And we just thank God for blessing us. And we're going to hear about trust God for protection. We need to be able to trust God for our protection. And we're going to have a woman of God that's able to write about the word of truth that's on our panel. We want to bless the Lord today for Evangelist Geraldine Spencer as she comes telling us to trust God for protection. Evangelist Spencer.
And to the panelists, praise the Lord, Breakthrough Broadcast, hello, Dr. McCoy and the panel. I'm going to be speaking on trust God for protection, coming from Psalms 37, verses 12 through 20, and I will be reading the King James Version, and it says, verse 12, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnashes upon him with teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. Amen. And here the Lord is telling us, amen, that as believers, and if you're a babe in Christ, and it doesn't matter, but we all have to get to that place where we trust. We trust God and we believe his word, because just like when you started out, as you look at a baby, a newborn baby, and as it gets older, it becomes a toddler, how it has to trust, amen, its parents, and realize and know that the parents are there to do them good and to watch out and to make sure that they're not hurt or harmed. That's the same way God does. Amen. And the thing about God is that God knows all. You see here in his word, he says that, you know, he sits and he laughs. He says, even though the wicked look like they're plotting against you, the wicked look like they're, you know, in other words, gnashing their teeth. In other words, gnashing their teeth mean to come at you hard, that you, in other words, can't see, no way out or no way around him, but the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that day is coming. So you, in other words, that's the part that God wants us to trust him. Amen. When you know that you're doing right and you're doing what the Lord is telling you to do, you're being obedient, you're walking in love, you're walking, hallelujah, in joy and peace, and you're being a peacemaker, you're being those that, in other words, that bless others, you know, you walk in the fruit of the Spirit. God said, in other words, that, you know, don't be concerned, don't get caught up on the wicked and those that persecute you, those that are coming at you. And he said, no, and take confidence in his word that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. He, right there we see that it will be formed, but it's not going to prosper. So God is saying, hallelujah, let us know that, hey, I got your back. I don't care what's coming at you, long as you're seeking me, long as you continuing to obey me, do what I'm telling you to do, move the way I'm telling you to move. I got this. I got this. It's okay. They look like it may be one, two, or three coming, but God, amen, he's in control of everything. He's in control of everything. There have been times where I've seen and heard testimonies of how, hey, man, someone came and, in other words, pull a gun on someone and begin to try to shoot them, but nothing happened. It was the jam. God jammed. Now, God allowed that thing to be jammed, that their life was protected. So, you know, we have to look at it and we have to know God, he will move on our behalf, but he starts out, he tests us. He does test us to let us know, you can trust me here. Believe my word. Believe my word. He said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. In other words, God said he knows all. He's Alpha, he's Omega, he's our beginning, he's our end, he's the author and finisher of our faith. So God said, I've got you. I've got you. The only thing you got to do is look unto me, listen unto me, and be obedient. Be obedient. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't get caught up and move to the left when I'm telling you to go to the right. Yes, and he even said in his word, he said, a little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. So you know what? Be thankful, be grateful, amen, for the little that God has blessed you with. Be grateful and thankful for what God is doing, the little things that he's doing. That's okay, but he's just enough for showing you how to build your trust up in him. Amen. And he's saying don't be concerned, you know, about, in other words, the wicked. In other words, they may have, you know, riches, but you know what? Wicked means twisted, And you don't want to be in that place of being twisted. In other words, you don't know. You treat anybody any kind of way. You say whatever your flesh tells you to say. You do whatever your flesh is telling you to say. Wicked means that they're ruling under the god of their flesh. Amen. And so he's saying that, in other words, no, amen, that I'm going to protect you. I am the one that is the banner, the one that Jehovah Nisi that waves that banner. I am, amen, the one that gives you the victory. And know and be confident. Be confident. Be confident. I don't care what comes at you. Amen. And you know that you're doing the will of God, and you know that you're walking in righteousness, and you're doing what the Lord is telling you to do. Don't be moved by the things that come at you. It's nothing but a smoke screen, because it's going to vanish. You're going to see that God has been protecting you. God has your back. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. God is working it out for you. Amen. And he's just showing you that they have no power. Those that persecute you, those that come up against you, they have no power, because he's the one with the power. Amen. And he's just letting us know. Amen. And the only thing he's doing is building our trust deeper in him, building our trust to a place that we've never been before. Amen. So, and I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust him. Trust him. And when you trust, amen, you trust someone. We know in the natural, when you trust someone, amen, you get up and you go on your merry way. You don't even think about it. You don't even have second thoughts about it. You know that they got your back. Now, God said, amen, I'm the one that, hey, made, spoke it into existence, and it came to pass. He said, now trust me. Just like you would put your trust in man, he said, trust me. He said, because I am the one. I am the one. Alpha and Omega. And then he tells us in his word, put out our trust in man, because you know that man would fail you. There'd be, in other words, some of us trust in chariots and horses. But he said, put your trust in him, for he is the one. He will never fail. He will never fail. God will always, always, always bring you through, bring you out, and he will always, amen, give you the victory. Long as you trust, keep eyes on him, stay focused, amen, don't get caught up, amen, and looking at what somebody else is doing, amen, because you don't know who they're serving or who they're worshiping, amen, but you keep your eyes on your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, and you just go forth and be obedient to him and watch and see how God will, hallelujah, protect you. Hallelujah, when the enemy rises up, amen, when things are being spoken about you, being spoken to you, against you, trying to tear down your character, trying to tear down everything about you, just watch and see, amen, and you be obedient to what God is telling you to do. Watch and see how he will bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Spencer. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God that we can now have a greater trust in God, to know that he will protect us, to know that he will not leave us, even the things that we may have encountered, even the things that you are going to encounter in your life, that you can trust God for your protection. She said maybe one, two, or three people that may be coming at you at one time. They may not be coming against you with a weapon, but they can come against you with their mouth. But you have to know that you serve a God that is on your side. You have to know that you serve a God that will keep you. You know that you serve a God that will never leave you. And when I began to think about the Word of God, even as Evangelist Spencer was speaking, and I began to think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I began to think about how they were put into the fiery furnace because they believed it and because they trusted in God. And when you read the Word of God, and if you care to go back to read Daniel, the third chapter, you will see the wonderful working, miracle working power of God. Who gets into a fiery furnace? Who goes into the fiery furnace and is not burned up? Who goes in there? Nobody but the children of the Most High God. So therefore, when you can see how God protected them, they stood for God. They did not deny the true and the living God. They would not bow down to the things of this world. They refused to bow down to the things of man. So therefore, God was able to keep them, to deliver them, to save them. It was supernaturally done. It was God moving in behalf. And you know what? Even every time that God does supernatural things in our life, it will cause the faith of others to go to that next level. You may say, Dr. McCoy, what is faith? The Word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yet you don't see it, even when they didn't see it, when they refused to go be put into to bow down to the things of this world, to bow down and worship statues, what came the king had set up and made, but yet they refused to do what everybody else was doing. You have to ask yourself that question, am I going to serve God, or am I going to be among those that are bowing down? Somebody has to make a stand, and somebody has to stand for Jesus. So we thank God for the commitment to God. And we want to thank God for the trust, God, for protection that Evangelist Spencer just shared with us on today. And we just want you So just even as we discuss the Word of God today, to just search yourself and see where you are in the faith. You can be a born-again believer, but just beginning, just to look at the things of this world. Remember when Peter was on the ship, when he was on that boat, and how he seen Jesus, he wanted to walk on the water. God allowed him to do so. But when he took his eyes off the master, he began to sink. And that is the same thing that will happen to you and I if we don't keep our eyes upon God. Prosperity is great. Living a good life is wonderful. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you do it and put God first, God, all of your needs will be supplied. All of your needs, God will open the windows of heaven so that you can be blessed and that others as well can be blessed. And now we come into our last topic for today, and that topic is wait on the Lord. And I just want to say it again because I think it's such an awesome topic and it's such a message for you out there in our broadcasting audience to know that it's time for us to wait on the Lord. And this scripture and book is going to come from Psalm, the 37th Psalm, 34th through the 40th. First, and we sign it a pledge and take it a pleasure to welcome Pastor Monica Bryant to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. May God bless all that is on the panel and all the listeners today. I will be reading Psalm 37, verses 34 through 40 from the King James Version. And it reads, wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. When the wicked seeks to destroy the life of a believer, we are to wait for the Lord and keep his way. How are we to wait? You know, when you wait on the Lord, how are you to wait? The waiting process requires praying for the wicked, giving God the problem or the issue, asking God for deliverance from the problem. When we wait, what are we waiting for? We're waiting for an answer. We're waiting for a solution. And most of all, we're waiting for the victory. Because in 2 Peter, 2 chapter 9 verse, it says that the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials, and that God knows how he is going to deal with the unrighteous man on the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. And to keep his way, we have to take a look at the life of Jesus and say to ourselves, what did Jesus do? To example and to pattern on what we should do. God says that he will exalt, meaning that he will raise up, that he will honor us by giving us the inheritance of land. And I was studying this and I was looking at it and I said, okay, well, Lord, what land are you talking about? And I found it in Deuteronomy 8 chapter 7th and 8th and 9th verse that God says in his word, he says, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. And this is the plan of God for the believers of God. And he says that, and the wicked will be cut off and we will see it. So God will take care of the wicked. We see that the wicked man is wealthy. This is nothing that we should really worry about, because in Proverbs 13:22, it says that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, that God will transfer the wealth from the sinner and give it to the righteous. This confirms that the future of believers will be secure as long as they continue in God's ways. God is also saying that the joy of the wicked is going to be short. And unlike the wicked, the righteous are promised peace and salvation if they wait patiently for the Lord. They will witness his intervention and deliverance. First of all, I want to ask again, how are you waiting on God? Are you still serving him? Are you still reading his word? Are you still praying? Are you still giving him praise? Are you still trusting him? Matthew 6:33 tells us that if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything we need will be provided. And because we trust in God, when the troubles come into our lives, God will provide us wisdom. He will provide us knowledge and understanding, revelation, money if we need it, strength, courage, boldness, and healing to ensure deliverance and to ensure the victory. The purpose of waiting for the Lord is also, waiting on the Lord is also a time for us to grow, to mature spiritually in God, and for him to test our faith. Because just like Dr. McCoy was saying, that when Peter had his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water, but as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. And I think that that's what we do as believers, that we end up taking our eyes off of Jesus. And when we do that, we lose faith. Jesus is supposed to be forever in our eyesight. We're supposed to imitate. We're supposed to pattern our lives after him. And he had the same example of waiting on the Lord. He waited on God, just as we're supposed to wait on God. He waited on for instructions. He waited on to have the victory, even the victory of the cross. He had to wait on God for that, because he was not to be delivered up to the cross until God ordained the time for him to be delivered up to the cross. So I look at this, and I've learned a lot, and this lesson has really blessed me, because it teaches me that as long as I'm waiting on God, that I am supposed to be, that's supposed to be my time of growing. That is my time to mature. That is my time to become even more holy than what I am. This is my time to put on and to wear and to engraft the image of God even the more, and to really be tested. What would I do? Will I go and do what God has told me to do? Will I be obedient even though I may have a circumstance over here, or I may have something to wear? I may have a car that's about to be repoed. I may have a house that may be in foreclosure, about to go in foreclosure, that I may be going through some other situations. I may have a child that I'm trying to reach and I can't reach. I mean, what are we doing while we're waiting on God? When we give God those issues, when we ask him for deliverance, when we ask him for victory, when we're waiting on the victory, what are we doing? Are we growing even the more in God? Because that's what God wants to see, that we're not walking backwards, that we're not taking down, that we're not doing the things that we're not supposed to do, that we're doing the things that we're supposed to do even the more. And I thank God for this, because I'm able to grow spiritually in God in my time of waiting, while I'm waiting on the answer, while I'm waiting on the provision, while I'm waiting on the deliverance. And I thank God for that. And I want to turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Wyatt, for blessing us, for giving us what God has given you. And truly, our heart has been blessed as the women of God today have taken us through a journey through Psalm 37. Yes, again, we would like to thank the Lord for Miss Helen Cooper, as she blessed us tremendously and how she told us to commit to God. And then we heard from Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, as she blessed us and showed us how we to more to trust God for his protection. And our last topic was that of Pastor Monica Bryant, as she blessed us and told us how to wait on the Lord. We have so many things that we have received today. You know, it is better than a basket of gifts when we can receive from the Word of God. And I just want to just to reinforce some things today that there are in Psalm 37. I would like you just quickly to listen at 17 of the commands of God that God has given just through Psalm 37. The women of God already have talked about it. But it tells us to fret not because of evildoers. And then it tells us not to be envious against evil workers. Number three is to trust in the Lord. Trust God. Lean not to your understanding. But it tells us to do good. It tells us also to delight ourselves in the Lord, not in others, but delight ourselves in the Lord, and to commit our ways unto the Lord. Everything you do, commit it unto God. Rest in him. Wait patiently for God. Fret not because of prosperity of others. Fret not because of the wicked, the way the wicked plot against you and others. It tells us to cease from anger. Because when you see the enemy plotting against you, if you're walking in the flesh, you could easily begin to cause that spirit of anger to rise up in you. Forsake wrath, but not yourself to do evil. The 14th is depart from evil. Every evil work, depart from it. Keep God's way. Mock the perfect man. We can learn something from a man that is walking in a perfected life in Christ. Jesus said, let us know that Job was a perfect and upright man. His ways pleased God. Behold the upright. So we see here that there are many ways of many things that we have learned from the Word of God today. Because even if we take those things to heart, if we can just think upon them and we can meditate upon them like the Word of God tells us to meditate upon it day and night, I believe that we'll be better people for it. I believe that God will give us the desires of our heart. I believe that things that you want, it will come to pass. I believe that the Lord will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and he'll bring forth the judgment as the new day. And you can be assured that evildoers, they will be cut off. God will give you all the things that you need if you just trust in God. Somebody ought to say today that I'm going to trust in the Lord. Somebody ought to say that I am going to keep God's way, not my way, but I'm going to keep God's way. Some of the things that you have heard today from the panelists that will bring a, make a difference in your life. So here, we're getting ready to go before the Most High God. We're getting ready because we are certainly sure that there are some of you that are listening to the Breakthrough broadcast that you need God to come in your life. You need that blessed assurance. You need to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. You need to know that God, if you just commit your ways to Him, that He will bring things to pass. And most of all, if you commit your life, your soul, if you say yes to God's will, yes to His way, I believe that God is going to come in and make the difference. But I am talking about your soul salvation. Because the Word of God let us know that we've all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God will for you today that you have everlasting life. God's will for you today to know Him as your personal Savior. The Lord let us know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all sinners saved by the grace of God. But God paid that price 2,000 years ago for our sins, for our transgressions. You may say that, McCoy, I was a prostitute. I used to be a drunkard. I even murdered someone. You may say I was a liar. I couldn't be trusted. Whatever your life was, I want you to know that the God that I'm telling you about today, the God that you listen to, that you certainly commit your way unto Him. And all you need to do today is ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you. And if you can commit, if you can just trust God today, ask Him to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you, I can assure you today that the Lord is going to save you today. Remember the thief on the cross. That thief was getting ready. He was on the cross next to Jesus. But he knew that there was something different about him. He knew that Jesus was the same man that both he and that other unrighteous man was. He knew that this was the Savior. And he asked the Lord to remember him when he come into that paradise. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And today I say to you that your name could be written in the Lamb's book of life. Your way can be changed because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He'll give you direction in which to live and how to live. Why don't you just repeat after me at this time? Father, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart and save me. I want to live this life. Show me how to live this life so that I can live again. I want to be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away and all things become new. And this I thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to know if you have prayed that prayer with me today, I want you to know that Jesus Christ, He sees your heart. He knows you. He knows what you're thinking, whether you meant it, and He knows that you did. So I want you to know that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. The Word of God says, the study should I suffer through unto God. Please get you, just want to invite you to get a Bible, begin to read the Word of God, and begin to pray because the Word of God says man shall always pray and not to faint. You don't have to faint if you read the Word of God, if you listen, and if you hear the Word of God. So I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know again, too, that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because you have given your life unto Christ. And if there's any in our radio audience today that sick and have infirmities in their bodies, if going through some difficult times, just commit your life unto God. Just commit everything, every problem, everything that you have gone through. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask thee, Lord, even now, God, even as we pray for those, God, that are listening, God, to this broadcast, we pray even now, God, that you will touch them. We pray, God, that you, Lord God, will make the difference in their lives. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever infirmity, whatever sickness, Lord God, that the enemy, God, has brought against them, I pray total healing and total deliverance, God, even now. I pray, God, even if you made the blind to see and the lame to walk, I pray even now, God, that that person, God, will be, those people, Lord God, will be healed by the supernatural presence, by the anointing, going into the hospital, going, Father God, into that home. Father, the person that brought them down the highway that has infirmity in their body, Father, we pray healing. Those, God, with schizophrenic, God, we pray even now, your healing. Those with bipolar disease, Lord, heal right now. Those, God, in the name of Jesus, have any type of mental disorder, I pray your healing power would be manifest today. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we would like to thank you for being our guest today on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We again would like to invite you to come and to join us on next Saturday at 4 o'clock on the, to this special broadcast. And you will hear again the Word of God being taught, being discussed. Invite a friend to tune in on next Saturday as the Word of God goes forth. Again, we'd like to thank Ms. Helen Hooper, Evangelist Jordan Spencer, and Pastor Monica Bryant. This has been your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'd like to say shalom to you, and God bless you. Until next Saturday. Amen.